Welcome to the Child Discipleship Podcast. My name is Melanie Hester, and I'm so glad that we are spending time together today. The conversation that you're about to listen to is between myself and Caleb Brown, where we reflect on all the incredible people that you invest in on a weekly basis, your volunteer team. Together, we're going to dig into how sharing what God is doing in our own lives helps retain leaders for the long run. Caleb Brown is a dad, he's a pastor, he's an author, and he's a speaker who is passionate about equipping the local church to lead as Jesus did. Here is that conversation with Caleb. Caleb, thank you so much for being here today, and let's just dive right in. Volunteers is probably the most just popular question that any children's ministry leader asks ever, whether you are new to children's ministry or whether you are a veteran who's been serving for decades. Volunteers always seems to be the thing. So let's dive in. What is it about volunteers, and like what's something new that we can bring into 2024 that we haven't heard yet?
Yeah. I think the problem with volunteers is we always feel like we need more, more, more. For me, it was a shift of kind of thinking, okay, what if volunteers weren't just spots to be filled, but what if they became actually people that we could love and people that we could care for? And that was a huge shift for me. I stopped looking at volunteers as we always need more. It's an org chart, like planning center. I have a blinking red light that I need to fill. And I kind of paused and said, okay, yes, that's true. We do need to fill those spots, but they're more than that, right? They're people. And they're not just volunteers that are helping us pastor the kids. Our job as ministry leaders is to pastor those volunteers and care for them and shepherd them. You know, so I think in 2024, for me at least, and my encouragement to others would be shifting that perspective of what if volunteers weren't just, you know, workers or servants or helpers, but what if they were people and we cared for them and loved them like people?
Let's assume that our leaders are going to be ready to serve. And mm-hmm. like by asking like, hey, did you read your small group lesson? Like, let's also like say, hey, if you got any questions about what you're doing this weekend, please let me know, I'm here. But then diving into those questions of like, how was your Christmas, or how is the new year kicking off for you? Or, hey, what's going on at work? How can I be praying for you? Those open up windows into letting us see a volunteer as somebody who is almost holistic of all the mm-hmm. things they spend their time doing, not just this specific role in our churches that they serve in that is so important. But then it almost opens it up to be like, oh man, I see the commitment and the sacrifice that you're making. And it can then even open up a door for gratitude too, right? To be able to yeah. say like, I'm so glad you're serving this week. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's almost like a, the pre-service meeting or huddle or whatever you call, whatever you do, most people do something like, you know, volunteers get here before the kids arrive. A lot of times those meetings, when we're not prepared, can quickly just become repeat everything you said in the email that you sent out the day before. So if we're intentional about how we spend those meetings, we even refer, hey, in the email, I sent everything you need to know. If you didn't check it, make sure you check it. But I've got 5 minutes. Let's spend this 5 minutes more productively as people to get to know each other better. I had a friend that during the pre-huddle meeting, he just used to play like that headbands game. And it was just something silly yeah. and fun, but it was just to say like, hey, let's enjoy this. Let's be people. You got the yep. email. I don't need to repeat that. Let's have fun. But I think that does kind of create an expectation of if you show up and, oh, I didn't read the email. Well, eventually you're going to learn, I should probably read the email.
We need to get to know the people who are serving in our ministries because they are both, you know, disciples, and they're choosing to sit and serve with the kids, but they're also so much more than that as well. You also encouraged us to then say like, hey, so they also need to know you. That mm-hmm. feels like a really tall order. How do we let our volunteers know who we are as leaders?
Just letting people see, hey, this is how I am transforming. This is how I am growing. Two quick examples for that. In my most recent role, I spent a lot of time teaching. And a a goal I made for myself was I wasn't going to tell stories about 10 years ago. I was going to go out of my way to tell stories about last week because I wanted people to hear that I'm currently in the process of growing. So it wasn't this funny story about when I was 8. It was this story about last week because I wanted people to go, oh, he's in the process right now. And whether we realize it or not, as ministry leaders, people are looking at us going, okay, how do I follow Jesus? Like, what are they doing? How are they spending their time? What are they reading? What are they listening to? What are they talking about? And I noted this in the article, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when people keep their personal relationship with Jesus so personal. Like, I'm just going to assume that you read the Bible, and I'm going to assume you grow, and I'm going to assume you have these spiritual habits, but like, let's not talk about it. What if we did talk about it? You know, what if we did let our volunteers know, hey, here's the it's 2024. Here's the Bible and the year plan I'm doing. Does anybody want to do it with me?
Mm-hmm. Caleb, that's a great encouragement, because that's one of the hardest things as children's ministry leaders, for us to really prioritize, which is the ongoing weekly encounter with Jesus. And as much as it's the thing that we want so much to make the top of our list, we just find ourselves having to sit in the details and the lists and the activities that have to get done that feel like maybe they're more tangible or they have mm-hmm. a little bit more of a urgency to them. And yet it's so then that time with God winds up like kind of getting pushed back, or another volunteer slot is empty. And so we wind up being the ones that step in, missing church again. And so the encouragement for us that the way that we lead, which I love that quote by Ruth Haley Barton, which is to come with your own transformation, right? Is to lead with that, is such a good place for us to start in getting to know our people and our volunteers. Mm-hmm. And perhaps the transformation is a really difficult season. It doesn't have to be these joyous high mountaintops that we're always coming in every week saying like, this is where the Lord spoke to me. And this is right. Like the Lord is, our relationship is going to, the transformation comes in a way that changes us both from trials and hardships and pain, and also joy and celebration mm-hmm. and delight. And it's all of those things that our people are experiencing as well.
You know, it's almost crazy that we want to act like we have it all together more than Jesus did. And that's a wild concept when you think about it like that. He let the disciples see. And as we know, time and time again, he then loved them and cared for them and shepherded them and showed up for them. And he's that perfect example for us. So yeah, let me pray for us, and I'll pray for 2024 and what it looks like to be a shepherd of our flock. God, we're thankful for you, and we're thankful most importantly for Jesus. And as we've said, that he's the example to be a good shepherd. God, we're thankful that he showed us what it looks like to care for the flock. He showed us what it looks like to let the flock know him. God, but even more than him being an example, we're thankful that he is that good shepherd to us, each and every person. God, that he showed up for us. He loved us. He cared for us. God, that he went to the cross for us. God, that he laid down his life like a good shepherd. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for his example. And we pray that in this new year, as ministry leaders moving forward, God, that we would not just see Jesus's life as something to admire, God, but that we would see it as something that we can be like him, God, and we can be a good shepherd through his strength. God, we love you. We're thankful for you. Amen.
The Child Discipleship Podcast is powered by Awana. Thanks to the donations of incredible people like you, Awana partners with 62,000 churches in 130 countries to engage over 6.4 million kids in weekly discipleship. When you give to Awana, you are investing in the future of the faith. Young people who will engage the culture with the gospel and fearlessly lead the church. To make a donation to this mission, go to awana.org/donate. Subscribe to the podcast today so you never miss an episode. And check out the show notes of today's episode for relevant links from this conversation, as well as information about other podcasts from Awana. The podcast is mixed, edited, and produced by Brian Horn and hosted by me, Melanie Hester. Our theme song is Fresh Air by Christian hip hop artist Josiah Williams and Hits by Jude. You also heard I'll Let Go, provided by Josiah Williams from his album Rerouting 2. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.